Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation. To Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I am being told that there may be some issues with regards to our broadcast clarity back to one of the stations or what have you. I'm not sure if that's the case or not, but my apologies. I've done all that I can on my end. I'm not sure what the problem is. I know that I'm hearing their sound cut in and out in my headset. So, but you can find us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Again, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We're there on your phone or on your computer, and we are live right now, and the sound is perfect. So check us out over there, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and the TECNTV.com player is active and working well. All right, I want to welcome my guest to the program. If you missed any part, we're in hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, I need to let you know that there is, in fact, a threat of war in the Middle East that's taking place right now. And that threat of war has to do with something going on between Hamas and Israel. Hamas has gone to Moscow and is meeting with Russia and Iran. And from Moscow, they have issued a 48-hour notice to Israel that they intend to launch a war against Israel in the next 48 hours. And this has direct implications are that Israel is opening back up the Temple Mount. We spoke about this with David Wormser on Monday, that Israel, that the Islamists had basically said that they were shutting down the Temple Mount, that no Christians and no Jews would be allowed to go up to the Temple Mount to pray, to do anything up on the Temple Mount. And then, in fact, it would be dangerous for them even to go into the old city of Jerusalem, and that it would be dangerous for Jews to go to the Wailing Wall and pray at the Wailing Wall. And Israel had backed off and said, okay, fine, we're not going to conflict, that's fine. But I believe that Israel came to their senses and realized you cannot give Islam full control of Jerusalem, and ultimately their goal, full control of Israel. The Israelis just can't lay down and let Islam take over. And what Islam is essentially doing is they are banning Christianity in Israel, and they are attacking every Christian they see. And if Christendom is to survive in the Middle East, it will only survive in so much as we support Israel and their fight to maintain religious liberty over there. So it's a this is a big deal. I'll have David back on the program again tomorrow to talk more about that. Michael Morris and I talked quite a bit about what David Shostokas and I are going to talk about right now. And let me get right to him. David Shostokas. Dave, the number 4AG.com. I want to keep reminding you, he is running for attorney general in Illinois, one of 43 elected attorney generals in the United States of America. Elected attorney generals have the power to keep these radical governors and radical legislatures from instituting unconstitutional and illegal laws, mandates, and rules upon the people of those states. David is running to basically restore the rule of law to Illinois. And I talked to you a bit yesterday about the Marxist strategy and about how many lives, thousands of lives, impacted when you have people running into stores and stealing up to $950 with no consequences. That increases the prices of those products to hardworking people. It means that the manufacturers of those products can no longer manufacture them in the United States because they can't afford to manufacture them here, because they can't pay the people and pay the salaries and have their products stolen. Insurance companies can't afford to continue to pay out claims, and so they are not paying out the claims. And the stores are closing. So, I mean, the ramifications of this is like taking, well, it's like taking a bomb and dropping it in the Ukraine and creating a crater the size of a football field and thinking that, it's not going to bother anybody. It will. It does. It is. And David Shostokas, Dave4AG.com, is the one man who can put a stop to it in Illinois. Please support Dave and his campaign. All right. How's that for an endorsement, brother?
That's the endorsements don't get any better than that, Pastor G. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I would mention to folks on a separate note regarding you and I, there is now a Facebook event that tells people that each and every Wednesday at 10 o'clock Central Time, you and I will be on the air, and then there's a listen live there's a listen live button on the Facebook event. So if you want to be reminded how we're going to talk about the Constitution each and every Wednesday at 10 o'clock Central Time, please, join that Facebook event, because then it'll be on your calendar and you won't miss us each and every week. And so thank you for the endorsement, and
yes, sir,
and hopefully people will start to follow us and share with their friends, because of course, you're on 50, 60 stations. But the live stream is everywhere in the world.
Yes.
So let's hopefully we'll build this audience. And now, why don't we talk a little bit about the Supreme Court leak that is making the news these days, which is very, very interesting. Obviously, in terms of the court itself, this is a terrible, terrible thing to have happened. It's obviously someone is politically motivated and thinks they have some sort of political advantage for doing this, but to interfere with the processes of the courts of this, and this court in particular. You know, we like to see that government is open and transparent, and everybody argues for that. But this is the one place where, in fact, security and secrecy and everything is important until a judgment is final, because it's fluid. You know, judges exchange things back and forth, and I've read the Alito proposed draft about Roe versus Wade and the Mississippi law, and it is very, very strong language in very, very many places. And I would suspect that in terms of him maintaining five votes over the months and times because they circulated, and he gets comments back from his fellow justices, some of which may say, you know, Justice Alito, maybe it would be a good idea to temper this here or temper that there. So it's a very interesting thing. But assuming this this is what the outcome will be, and assuming that the basis of the opinion is going to be what this draft opinion, which, by the way, Chief Justice Roberts authenticated and said, in fact, that it is a real document. So we understand that this at least is Justice Alito's thinking, and it was his thinking back in February. There's things everybody's worked up about the abortion issue, but I think strangely enough, one of the more important issues that comes out of this opinion is that the court actually is saying, guess what? Our authority is not unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
King George thought that George Washington was one of the greatest men of all time when he took his sword and surrendered it to the Continental Congress at the close of the war rather than becoming a king. This is almost akin to that kind of thing. It's been maybe since George Washington doing that a element of the federal government had said, wait a minute, we don't have the power to do this. You know, this is not our power. This power belongs to the people and not to us. I think that is to be commended. Everybody is talking about the policy matter, and that's very, very important. But in terms of the import for democracy generally, it is just a fantastic opinion in terms of the way it describes the limits of the power of the Supreme Court of the United States and how in Roe and Casey, the court had in fact just created things out of whole cloth that did not exist in the Constitution. The court never had the power that they exercised there. And the court is saying, no, you know what? This decision belongs with the people, not with us. I think that's missed in all the discussions that I've seen about all this because, you know, of course, the issue itself, the policy issue is obviously a hot-button policy issue. But the bigger import is when you talk about judicial restraint and that they're not supposed to legislate from the bench. You know, that Roe itself reads like a statute. It doesn't read like a court opinion. There's 3 months here and 3 months there and 3 months here. This is all things that they write into a law in the legislature. It's not something that a court decides. And this is, in essence, what Justice Alito's opinion ultimately says. You know, it's not our authority to do this. And they say that it's, you know, that the subject matter is nowhere in the Constitution. Consequently, through the 9th and 10th Amendment, it's reserved for the people to decide this particular fashion. And I think that's kind of the point that's missed in all the sound and fury that's going on now about the wonderful nature of saying, no, courts don't have the authority to do what we've been doing for 50 years.
There's another piece to this that's being bandied around a bit, and that has to do with whether or not the repeal, I mean, Roe v. Wade, as you said, reestablishes that it's not the court's decision to make this decision. I guess the question is, what about individual protection? And, you know, do we see the possibility of a case coming up? Because in order to truly protect the unborn, there has to be a legal recognition of the fact that that unborn is, in fact, a person, a citizen of this country, that, according to the 14th Amendment, then is... shall not be denied any privileges of life, liberty, and property. Well, obviously, their very life is at stake here. We'll talk a little bit more about that, David, perhaps when we get back. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Tune in there.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II, defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is David Justokas. And so, David, I've got several thoughts bouncing around in my head with regards to this. Of course, one of them, and we're talking about in the break, has to do with, you know, identifying the personhood of the baby. And as we mentioned, that case hasn't come up. Now, another piece to this then is and because this is something that actually was going on, I believe, in Denmark, where in Denmark, they would assign a nanny to an infant when born. The state would assign a nanny to the infant when born, whose purpose was to make sure and protect the rights of that child, not against the state, David, but against something that the parents might do that the state doesn't want them to do. Like, oh, I don't know, homeschool them or give them religious instruction or, you know, or teach them family traditions, okay? So here's, I guess, kind of the rub is our Constitution, nowhere in our Constitution are parental rights guaranteed. There isn't a...
No.
So, okay, so let me very quickly say, so if you take a child now and you say, yes, this child is a child from the point of conception, the heartbeat, this is a child, deserves to have their rights protected. Now the state says, okay, fine, we're going to assign someone to protect that child's rights. Except though, now they have the power and authority over that child to make sure that nothing happens with that child that the state doesn't want to have happen, including homeschooling and religious instruction.
Yeah, you would think that that's not necessary. And there is, in fact, a long line of cases dating back some time, some involving Amish folks and their desires to homeschool, some, in fact, involving folks that were teaching their children in in another language, particularly German, were cases like that. And there's a long line of cases, Supreme Court cases, that in fact recognize such rights in parents that that in fact exist as a result of natural law. And we're going to I'm going to be expanding and researching those matters because I do think that based on that long line of cases that do in fact protect parental rights regarding the raising of their children, that such laws currently, there's a brand new law in Illinois that allows minors to get an abortion without their parents knowledge,
right,
or permission. And these, I think, violate these long line of cases regarding the rights of parents. And so we're going to begin investigating those kinds of things where the states pretend that they have such authority to over children that they do not have and they have never had, even though they're exerting it. And I suggest that, this is a problem and it's a danger.
Yes.
There's not a specific protection for parental rights, but there's a long tradition of recognizing that. One of the things that Justice Alito mentions in his draft opinion that's been circulating is, in fact, that there was in 1973 no kind of long tradition in the United States allowing abortion as a right. In fact, all the traditions were just the opposite. So when the court asserts that a right exists, the rights of the court exist. Also, they always look to the long tradition of the country, of its precursors, dating back to law prior to the existence of the country, and then ever since the country was adopted. And in connection with that, the parental rights that you say are not written into the Constitution do fall within the category of rights that are, we would say, are unenumerated rights that you would find in the Ninth Amendment.
And I'm a huge proponent of parental rights, by the way, but I know that that's one of the reasons why Michael Ferris and the parentalrights.org have been pushing for a constitutional amendment that absolutely spells out the parental right.
That would be ideal in an ideal circumstance. That would be ideal to do that. And of course, the problem is there's an additional problem with constitutionalizing it as opposed to the traditional circumstance, and that is there are bad parents. I did work at one time in the juvenile justice division of the Cook County Court, and there were 40,000 kids there whose parents had abused or neglected them, and we
Understood.
Had to look after them.
Understood.
We have to balance those against.
Absolutely. No, I completely understand that. Again, I think what you have brought up, though, and the investigation and so on, is why it's so important that we elect attorney generals like David Justokas, because we need attorney generals who will actually look into and identify the law and what does the law have to say and enforce the law so that laws are followed. And if they need to be changed, then legislature needs to do their job. Dave4AG.com. Dave4AG.com to restore law and order in Illinois. David, thank you. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.